Welcome to another episode of the Learn IT to Teach podcast series. In the build-up to TESOL Ontario 2013, we are focusing lots of attention on practitioners. What are the classroom benefits of blended learning? What does it take to get it going? In this podcast, you'll listen to Svetlana Lupasco describe her approach to ESL literacy, the role technology plays in her teaching, and the courseware she has created for her classes. Svetlana also gives us a sneak preview of what attendees can expect at her technology lab session at TESOL Ontario 2013. Svetlana is a Link teacher, a 9-year TESOL professional from Toronto, and a recent graduate of Stage 4 in the Learn IT to Teach training. So Svetlana, can you tell me a bit about your teaching, how long you've been in ESL, for example, and what kind of teaching do you do?
I have been teaching adult ESL for about 9 years now. Since I started working with the ESL literacy students 3 years ago, my teaching has evolved. It has become more student-driven. I wish to think more creative and more authentic. I have been motivated by finding solutions to the classroom challenges and providing more learning opportunities for the students. I have never stopped learning myself and have also started educating other teachers about ESL literacy principles of instruction by mentoring TESOL students, blogging, tweeting, and presenting.
So teaching ESL literacy, what are some of the special difficulties of that?
Majority of students who arrive in the ESL literacy classrooms are learners with an interrupted formal education or no formal education at all. This means that these students lack those critical strategies to succeed in the mainstream ESL classroom. Developing learning strategies and metacognitive skills can be a very lengthy process. Therefore, without some feasible practices in place, ESL literacy instruction can be very frustrating for both teachers and learners.
So what role do you see for technology in teaching literacy? Is it a helper?
Technology is a great tool in the teacher's hands. While working with some educational technology at the ESL literacy level, I have been able to observe how beneficial it's been for my class. There are multiple advantages for the learners who are developing their initial reading skills. They can work on their own pace. They can fully participate in all the activities, develop their learning autonomy, choose from a variety of exercises and activities. They can read interactively. They can learn in a safe environment. And they can work with the content that tailors to their needs and interests.
Were you able to find online ESL literacy materials to use in your program?
Yes and no. In the beginning, I thought that there wasn't anything that I could possibly use for adult ESL literacy instruction, but along the way, I discovered some outstanding online resources. By the way, they are listed on my course with a short description and a comment. However, the problem with these resources is that they are very limited, and as you know, the majority of them are designed for early literacy and aren't practical in an ESL literacy classroom where adult students need English for their survival in Canada.
So was the need for better ESL literacy materials, technology-based materials, was that what motivated you to do the 4 stages of the Learn IT to Teach training?
First time I learned about the Learn IT to Teach project was at the TESOL Toronto Conference in May 2011. It was a fantastic opportunity for me to grow professionally and develop my teaching skills at a new level. I was thrilled with the idea of being able to create my own online activities. I started working on designing a blended online course for my ESL literacy class within the Learn IT to Teach project with the idea of creating an online support for the classroom curriculum. ESL literacy classes, especially in the computer room, can be very difficult to manage. Looking up resources online can take a very, very long time. Therefore, I wanted to create an online space where I could have all the resources in place that can be easily accessed and transferable from classroom instruction to self-study at home.
So what have you created and how do you use it?
Ms. Lana's Literacy is a free open source blended online course that I have been creating for my ESL literacy learners. It targets at all four language skills with a special focus on developing initial reading skills in adult ESL students with reading and learning difficulties. I use Blogger as a platform for my course to make it easily accessible by learners in the computer lab and at home with their children. The activities on the course reflect the needs, interests, and language that emerge in my literacy classroom. It is open for everybody, and I'm constantly updating it with new links and activities.
So what can we expect to see at your presentation at TESOL Ontario 2013 in October?
I am thrilled to invite all of you to attend my computer lab presentation at TESOL Ontario this year. I will be talking about the details of creating and designing an online course for language learners. I will introduce the newest ideas, projects, and technologies I have been working with, and I will also show how I have been using the course help students learn more about Canada and cover citizenship curriculum.
Sounds terrific. I think anybody in ESL literacy should definitely be at your session. Thanks so much, Svetlana.
Thank you very much for having me, Rob.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.